Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to have you along with us here on Reading the Word. And let's begin a new course of study with us here today. My name is Justin Reed, and we're going to be reading from the King James translation of Scripture. Now, I encourage you to open to the book of Ephesians, the New Testament epistles of the church at Ephesus, hanging out right there about book number 10 of the New Testament. And we're going to look in Ephesians chapter 5 for the time we have allotted today. I want us to talk about how to give thanks to God. How to give thanks to God. And while you're turning to Ephesians 5 with me, I do want to let you know that if you want to share this program after you've heard it with someone that is very near and dear to you, you can do so anytime online at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. From there, they're arranged by air date and program number. So just simply find program 124 that is titled Give Thanks to God. And it's always free. Everything online is free. Never dare ask you a penny. It's all on there for you. Bunch of resources and over 1,000 radio programs of mine and others that you hear on this fine station available there for you anytime. You can get to them through Reading the Word, readingthewordnet. When Paul writes to the church at Ephesus, he spent about 3 years working with them, and we have some of that recorded for us in the 19th chapter of the book of Acts. He also encounters the elders of Ephesus in chapter number 20. And in fact, a few programs ago, we talked about Paul's ministry in Ephesus, and that's available online as well if you want to go back and we kind of to refresh yourselves on that. But we see here that this was a church that Paul knew well. Paul was very acquainted with the church that met at Ephesus. So when he writes to them, it is a very personal letter. I want you to look here in Ephesians chapter 5, really right in the section that we usually use for a couple of things. For instance, in Ephesians 5 and verse 16 tells us to redeeming the time because the days are evil, tells us not to procrastinate. We're told that we can understand what the will of the Lord is, verse number 17. Verse number 18, not to be drunk with wine. Verse number 19 tells us how God wants to be praised. As we sing and you're set to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual psalms, he does not authorize in Scripture, dear friends, for us to play the organ or the guitar or the banjo or any instrument, but God commands a cappella singing with the heart. In fact, the word a cappella used to mean as they do in church. It now has been changed the meaning, so where it means without instruments, but that would work as well. We'll come back to verse 20, but in Ephesians 5, beginning in verse 21, really through about verse 27, through the end of the chapter even, we have one of the greatest discourses in all Scripture of the role of the husband and the wife, and how the husband is to protect the wife, and just as Christ gave himself for the church. But I want you to key in there in verse number 20. Paul says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to talk about how to give thanks to God. And as we do this, I want you to put on a special cap here on Reading the Word. Your detective cap, maybe if you have a big trench coat and one of those steno pads. We're going to be reporters. You know, reporters, they ask questions. Who, what, where, why, when, and how? Those are the six questions, in a little different order, but the six questions I want us to answer on how to give thanks to God. So number one, who is to give thanks to God? We'll go back to Ephesians 5 and verse number 1. Ephesians 5, back up to verse number 1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. So who is to give God thanks? Well, dear friends, it would be those that follow God. Those that follow God. The followers of God are to give God thanks. Well, that only makes sense, right? If you don't follow God, you're not going to give him thanks. But if you follow him, love his commandments, love him and his word, then you should give him thanks. Number two, what? As we talk about how to give thanks to God, we're talking about, look in verse 20, and the first two words, giving thanks. That's the what, thanks. To be thankful is to be appreciative. Somebody gives me a gift, I say thank you very much. Someone gives me a compliment, somebody helps me out, I be sure to thank them for what they have done. I appreciate them going out of their way, providing something for me that I need. We should be giving thanks to God. You know, the Lord has been so good to me, as some of the songs we sing in our songbook say. He truly has blessed us with everything because this is my Father's world. And yet he has given me all these blessings, and I should count them one by one. And if I do, it will surprise me what the Lord has done. So I need to be appreciative for the blessings of God. But number three is, we're asking questions on how to give thanks to God. The question is when. Go back to verse number 20. Giving thanks, that's the what. That next word is the when. Always. Giving thanks always. I tell you what, dear friends, we should always be thankful. There should not be a day that goes by that we are not thankful of what the Lord has done for us. Even those days when we're sick and we don't feel like getting out of bed, we should still be thankful for the Lord. And on the best day of our life, we should be thankful for him because he has given us everything. Given us the ability to go out and work, or to have worked previously and now to rest from our labors, whatever the case may be. God has truly blessed us with all these things. So it only makes sense then that we should always give him thanks. We need to pause here very quickly on reading the word. When we come back, we'll ask our three final questions on how to give thanks to God from Ephesians chapter 5. But first, Brother Jim Dearman is going to invite you to the services at the Arlington Church of Christ here on Reading the Word.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to have you with us here as well on Reading the Word. If you're just now joining us, you can find this program again online anytime at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. From there, you can find an archive of all programs. This is number 124, which means there's 123 that preceded it online for you to listen to on your own time, I should say. We're talking about how to give thanks to God, and we're basing our entire lesson from the fifth chapter of Ephesians. We talked about who is to give thanks. That would be those that are followers of God, Ephesians 5, verse number 1. We talked about what, that's the giving thanks and being appreciative for what God has blessed us with. And we just asked the question, when? And we found that from Ephesians 5 and verse 20. The answer is always. Now, let's keep going in our study of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20 as we're being reporters and asking who, what, where, why, when, and how. We come to number 4. The question of where. Keep going in Ephesians 5 and verse 20. Giving thanks, that's what. Always is when. Where? Well, we see, for all things, notice, unto God and the Father. Now, that's one and the same, of course. But I need to give him thanks. I spoke in a summer series or a fall series one time, and the topic was, where should I go when difficulties come? In fact, those notes are on my website, justinreedbible.com, R-E-E-D for that, justinreedbible.com. Where to turn when difficulties come? And I base part of that lesson on the song, Where Could I Go But to the Lord? Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation sore, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end, where could I go but to the Lord? Well, who else then, logically, dear friend, should I give thanks to? I should give thanks to God. See, I don't pray to some departed person and thank them for the day. When I give thanks unto God, I don't pray to Mary. I don't pray to Peter or Thomas or anybody else. I pray to God. And Jesus Christ is the mediator of that conversation. So when I give thanks unto God, I need to give Him the thanks. I need to address Him as my Father. Father, I am thankful for this blessing, for this food, whatever the case may be. Don't be trying to give God's thanks to someone else, but give it to God. Number five question. When we talk about how to give thanks to God, the question is how. Let's close out Ephesians 5 and verse 20. How? In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, to me, sounds like he's praying, is he not? How do we end each prayer? In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus said, anything you ask in me, according to the Father's will, He will grant you. So when we pray to God, we close out in Jesus' name. That's how we end our prayers. Because we're praying through Jesus, the mediator between us and God. But I want us to ask our final question, how to give thanks to God. The question is why. Go back to verse number 2. Verse number 2 of Ephesians chapter 5. He says, walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and has given himself for an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. God actually doesn't have a nose and he can't actually smell a sacrifice. But that's anthropomorphism, giving God a nose. But when we talk about it being a sweet-smelling savor, I think about in the Day of Atonement, Leviticus 16, where in the Old Testament, when the people offered according to what God has said, He was pleased. See, we need to walk in love because Christ loved us. Christ gave Himself for an offering, a sacrifice, and when He did so, dear friends, He paid a debt He did not owe. He bought my sins and yours. He hung there on the cross for us. So why do I give thanks unto God? Because without Him, I would be nothing. Without Him, I would still have my sins. And sin left in one's life leads to eternal separation from God. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2, Romans 6, and verse 23. Really three verses in Ephesians chapter 5, but keying in on verse number 20. How do I give thanks to God? Who does it, dear friends? It is the followers of God. What is the giving of thanks? When? Always. Where? Unto God. How? In the name of Jesus Christ. And why do I do it? Because it's the least I can do. Jesus died for me. Jesus sacrificed Himself for me. Why would I not want to praise God? I hope this lesson has been beneficial to you, dear friends, and I hope it will help you give you a personal challenge between now and when you and I get together again, whether it's at the building there at Arlington or here on the radio. Be thankful to God for something you've never thanked Him for before. It'll change your life when you start trying to list what you've been blessed with. If you want to list this program again online, you can do so anytime at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net, and once you're there, click on where it says Radio Programs. Find Program 124 and How to Give Thanks to God. We'll be back next week, if the good Lord will, same time, same place. Hope that you will be here as well. Until then, may the good Lord bless you and may He keep you. Please continue to pray. Thank you for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.